This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, it is hump day, and things are churning along nicely in the world right now. I don't know about you. I am quite pleased with the things going on. So what are the things going on? First, and we're going to open up talking about this. Isn't it nice, agree or disagree with everything, isn't it nice to have an administration advocate on your behalf for the first time? We'll talk about that. We will discuss how lost Democrats are, the slashing of the education department. We finally have some inflation relief. The climate nutters are tearing down the rainforests. They're burning up Teslas all over the country. We'll talk about violence and communism. A good update, I think, on the whole Ukraine thing. Good updates from the EPA. Good updates on recruiting. All kinds of good. And the third and final installment of our Crimean War history thing we've been doing for the last couple days. Part three. And the final part is tonight. I'll start that about hour two. All that and so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. So there is something that has kind of floored me for a while. How out of touch D.C., Washington, D.C., Republicans and Democrats have been with the mood of the American public. And there are a bunch of different reasons for this, but I guess it would be known as, if you had to put a term on it, signal lag. What is signal lag? Well, to just put it in the most basic terms, I tell Jewish producer Chris that I want him to order pizzas today. I want pizzas ordered. Chris, I'm starving now. Only there's some kind of a mess up in the audio system and it doesn't get through all these microphones and into Chris's ears for a couple hours. That's signal lag. I said something. I said it loud and clear, but for a variety of reasons, it didn't get through to Chris. Washington, D.C., Democrats and Republicans have both been suffering from signal lag for a long time. Couple reasons for that. First, Washington, D.C., we call it a bubble. But remember, it is a bubble by design. By design. Here's what I mean. The evil communists who run the institutions in this country, the university system, the media, in fact, we're just Washington, D.C. itself, the bureaucracy. Remember what communists believe about freedom and free speech and alternate voices. They don't believe in that stuff at all. Everything must be tightly controlled. The language you use, what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, everything has to be tightly controlled, because when you're selling a sick, demonic religion of destruction, you don't want people to think they have options. You tell them this is your only option. And so when it comes to Washington, D.C., if you're in Washington, D.C. physically there, I'm not talking about just on your phone or whatnot. If you are physically there by design with the media you consume, with the bureaucrats you talk to, with how things work by design, it is very, very, very difficult for you to hear what normal Americans actually want and actually think. One of the things that is an indicator in Congress, Democrat and Republican. Actually, this is a little inside baseball for you here. I told you something along these lines the other day. One of the indicators that you are going to lose your congressional seat or Senate seat at some point in time, they talk about it all the time in D.C., is this. How much time do you spend back home versus how much time do you spend in Washington, D.C.? Now think about that. How much time do you spend back home versus how much time you spend in D.C.? Well, why would that matter? You have people on the phones. You're polling everything. You have people in your district. You have probably at least one, if not two, congressional offices open in your district. You have all kinds of people who can listen for you, right? But it doesn't work that way. You need to be there. You need to run into people in the grocery store who do things you don't enjoy, yell at you. You need to have town halls. Congress, people in Congress generally hate town halls. Why? Well, who shows up at town halls? Do you think you show up at town hall to tell your congressman, hey, big fan, love what you're doing? Doesn't work that way. You show up at town halls when you're mad. Hey, scumbag, why'd you vote for this? Well, people understandably don't like getting yelled at. I'm one of the few who gets pleasure out of angering people. Most people don't enjoy that at all. And slowly but surely over time, especially you've won a couple re-elections, you raise good money, you just, you know, I could go home this weekend, but, you know, I could also hang out here in D.C. Nobody's going to scream at me. I got a lobbyist wants to take me out to dinner. Oh, the Washington Redskins are playing on Sunday. I don't need to go back to Idaho. I know what Idaho thinks. I still live there. You wake up after next election cycle and find out, wait, I lost? Why? Because you embraced the bubble. The signal lag is done on purpose. On purpose. The media does this. Lie about what people care about all the time. And so what both parties have been missing forever, and what you have been longing for, what I have been longing for, I want somebody to advocate for me, the American citizen. I'm not even talking about me individually. I don't need to hear the president, a senator, or anyone else ever say my name. I want to hear somebody pro-America and Americans. Think about this. Think for a moment about this. What is one of the main phrases used by Trump in his campaign, and it's been used since his first campaign? No, not make America great again. What's the other one? America first. America first. America first. America first. Think how insane that is, that that's something you would even brag about. Shouldn't everybody be America first? But to his credit, Trump knew. Trump knew during his first run, even though some things went wrong when he was elected the first time. Trump knew the American people were sick of everybody, Democrats and Republicans, thinking America should come dead last. Dead last. America? American citizens? What? No. We're America. We do everything for others first. We hand out all our money to others first. When it comes to a disaster of some kind, oh my gosh, of course Ukraine can have $350 billion. What's that? Hurricane Helen? In where? North Carolina? Sorry, never heard of ya. America first. America first was such a foreign concept to the D.C. establishment, to the Washington, D.C. politicians. Again, Republican and Democrat. It was so foreign to them that Trump ran an entire campaign based on that concept. How about Americans first? How about America first? I mean, you hear guys like Howard Lutnick, the Commerce Secretary, on TV, who I'm starting to love more and more, saying things like this. Gosh, I friggin' cheered.
Since 1945, we had this domestic policy, this industrial policy that said, let the world, we're going to export the power of the U.S. economy to the rest of the world. So we charged really, really low tariffs so everybody could sell to us, and they protected and put giant tariffs. Europe has, remember, it starts with a VAT of 20% before we even get started.
I'll be honest with you. I don't even like tariffs. Oh, I understand the argument. I get it. And maybe they'll work. We have some very sharp people running things now. Maybe they'll work. Fine. Whatever. I'm not even a big tariff guy. I'm much more of a free market guy. And me, not big tariff guy, that is so refreshing to hear people talk like that. Hey, everybody's been screwing us. Trump talks about it all the time, this stuff.
Including Ireland? Is Ireland taking advantage of the U.S.?
Of course they are. I can't, you know, I have great respect for Ireland and what they did. And they should have done just what they did. But the United States shouldn't have let it happen. We had stupid leaders. We had leaders that didn't have a clue. It's got the entire U.S. pharmaceutical industry. I'd like to see the United States not have been so stupid for so many years, not just with Ireland, with everybody.
The leader of Ireland met with Donald Trump today in the White House on camera, and like Chris just said, right in his face. Guy asks him, hey, has Ireland been that way? And it's just human nature. You'd be, well, no. You guys have been great, of course. Not Trump. Yeah, absolutely. And maybe you're extremely polite. Maybe you dislike the decorum of that or something. I get that. That's fine. I am so happy to have somebody who fights for me now. That's what I want out of my president, Democrat and Republican. That's what I want. We'll talk more about that in a moment. Before we do that, I want to talk to you, speaking of America first, your cell phone company. When you get a hold of someone in customer service, what language is their native language? Do you even know? I bet you know this. I bet it's not English, is it? You can certainly hear that on the phone as you repeat yourself 19 times. Pure Talk hires Americans right here in America. When you switch your cell phone service with Pure Talk, not only does the average family save over $1,000 a year, not only are you on the same 5G network, you're supporting American jobs from an American company that's never apologized for it. Isn't that awesome? It's easy to switch, it saves you money, and you support Americans? Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a wonderful Wednesday, and I need to remind you that tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday, because I won't be here Friday. I have to go do suit things. It's not my fault, so don't yell at me. You can email the show your questions and should right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Again, it's just so refreshing to have politicians advocate for us again. And you know what's so sad? Is that it's refreshing. Because that really should be, no matter what, that should be the American position. Every single American president, Democrat or Republican, even though you would have a million policy disagreements with them, especially if they were a Democrat, but maybe you're a Democrat listening, with a Republican, whatever, what should happen is both sides should be pro-America, America first, American citizens first. That's how it should be. The Trump administration shouldn't be refreshing. It should be expected. It should be expected of everybody. But you and I have grown so used to getting crapped on by all these people over and over and over again. And it's not just Democrats. Obviously, I could sit and point to how insane Democrats are, and I'll actually get to that in a couple minutes. I could sit and point to how anti-American they are, and that's a big part of it, and things like that. But remember Mitch McConnell, the establishment GOP types. They can't help themselves either. They will with a straight face. While you can't afford eggs on your way to your third shift, while your kid lost all of his education during COVID, while you have all these struggles in your life, they will with a straight face walk up to the podium and say breathlessly that Ukraine is the most important thing going on in the world. They said that. That's basically what McConnell said verbatim. Even if you are the most passionate person in the world about Ukraine, to have any politician of either party say that from America, from the United States Senate, is mind-boggling. But there is so much signal lag in D.C. that somehow most politicians still don't get it. They don't understand it. I remember watching Biden do this. You heard me scream about it, speaking of all the Ukraine stuff. Biden, over and over and over again, as his poll numbers were cratering. And remember, these are politicians. All they think about are poll numbers. Everything is poll number this and polls. What do the polls say? I said this yesterday. The polls go up. The polls go down. Every day they talk about the polls, the polls. So they're watching his polls go down, and they're in a state of panic about it. And yet there's so much signal lag between normal Americans of every stripe in Washington, D.C., Joe Biden would routinely get up and brag about the billions he was sending overseas. It wouldn't matter where you're sending those. It's not even about Ukraine. You could get up and announce that you're sending $50 billion to cure sick puppies in Mongolia. Do you know how poorly that lands with Americans when their credit cards are maxed out? Yet the D.C. bubble, the created bubble of Washington, D.C., is so bubbled, so siloed, that they still think that's a political winner out there. And this stuff just makes me feel good.
We do have a massive deficit with Ireland, because Ireland was very smart. They took our pharmaceutical companies away from presidents that didn't know what they were doing. The European Union treats us very badly, and they have for years. I saw that. I had it out with them in my first term. It did well, but we had to solve other problems, and we did. But European Union's been very tough, and it's our turn, too. You know, we get a turn at that also, but they have not been fair. They sue our companies and win massive amounts of money. They sued Apple, won $17 billion, and they use that for other reasons, I guess, or to run the European Union. So I'm not knocking it. They're doing what they should be doing, perhaps, for the European Union, but it does create ill will. And as you know, we're going to be doing reciprocal tariffs. So whatever they charge us, we're charging them. Nobody can complain about that. Whatever it is, it doesn't even matter what it is. If they charge us, 25 or 20% or 10% or 2% or 200%, then that's what we're charging them.
It's hard to argue against that, even if you're not the biggest tariff fan. Just because, man, don't you want every president talking on your behalf that way? Remember what Merkel, that old German leader, that piece of trash who flooded that wonderful country with all the Islamists from all over the world. Remember what she said about Trump? She was complaining about Trump. I forget whether it was to a magazine or a book, but she was complaining about how he conducted himself the first time. And she said, he's just so hard to deal with. Every time he talked to us, everything was like a competition. Well, yeah. How embarrassing is that for every other politician? What are you doing? Well, we all know what Joe Biden was doing. We all know what Obama was doing. Shoot, we all know what Bush was doing. We all know what all these people were doing. There was no competition. There was no America first. It was, hey, America's here. Everybody pull out the needles and start sucking blood. The American taxpayer is here. The piggy bank has arrived. Please suck me dry. Man, I wish I could do that over, but you understand exactly what I mean. That's how they treat us. Anyway, let's move on. Let's make fun of Democrats. That'll be really fun, because something funny is happening, because there's another part of why this doesn't happen on their end. We'll discuss that. Got some good inflation numbers. They're cutting the Department of Education, and you get to preserve memories of your friends and family. Equally as exciting. I know when I talk about Legacy Box, about making sure your physical pictures and your VHS tapes and camcorder tapes, about making sure they're digitized. I know one of the hardest parts of that is sending that stuff off. And I've been there. You're asking me to take this picture of my dad and put it in this box and just send it to people? These are our people. They believe what we believe. And you're not shipping it off to China. You're not shipping it off overseas. You're sending it to Tennessee. where their team of professionals, they've been doing this over a decade, their team of professionals will digitize it and they will get it right back to you in the same condition you sent it to them in. I know that's a holdup for a lot of people. I don't want to give up that home movie of Grandpa. That's my only one. You will get it back twice as good because you'll get a digital version and the physical copy. Try Legacy Box. You will thank me for it. I love that the thank yous are coming in. Now, don't thank me. Thank them. LegacyBox.com/Jesse saves you half, saves you 50% for a limited time. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day. You said that's Chicago's best song, Chris? That's like being the most beautiful feminist. What does that mean? That means nothing. Okay, you're probably right. That is Chicago's best song. It sucks too. Nobody has ever heard that song on the radio and said, hey, someone turn it up. It's never happened ever because that song sucks. Just like you do, Chris. Anyway, hold on. I'm going to talk about something else. Oh, inflation. Okay, so you may wonder why I didn't open up the show talking about it. One, it's kind of a boring, nerdy economic number. They were expecting inflation to come in at 2.9, and instead, it came in at 2.8. Good, good, good. I never nerded out on the actual inflation number when Joe Biden was president either. Because I think when you start talking numbers when it comes to an economy, in my personal opinion, this is just a personal opinion, I think you talk past people, not over their heads. It's not like you can't understand it or I can't understand it. I get what it means. But what impact does that make on the person who's struggling to get by? Hey, great news. It's at 2.8%. Yeah, great. My Visa bill is still... It's maxed out. I got to pay off my Visa card. I'm on my way to my night shift after I had 3 hours in between my day job. Why am I supposed to be excited about inflation? It's not that I'm not happy about inflation coming in under what was expected. My point is, I believe no matter what, it doesn't really matter what Trump does, that we're probably in for some tough economic times. Because the Biden administration threw out as much money as they possibly could to try to do smoke and mirrors with the economy. That's why, remember we talked about how one quarter of every job, I think it was in the last year, was a government job. They just started hiring people into the government to make unemployment look better. Just started throwing billions and billions and billions of dollars around to try to make the economy look good. Well, the bill comes due here. One, I think inflation is probably going to go back up at some point in time. And look, if we have to be totally honest, we just passed a continuing resolution. Well, we're about to. Went through the House. Continuing resolutions are a disaster when, well, they're always a scandal because you should never have one, ever. That's for emergency purposes only. But when you continue just passing the same budget that's a World War II style budget, when you're not in World War II, how are you going to fix inflation? And then there's another big bill, and there will always be another big thing. So again, I'm happy the number's better. I think we're probably in for some rocky times at some point in time, and I don't know when that is. On the good front, They do know they have to massively deregulate this economy, and they're moving forward with this. Trump was great at this the first time around. He deregulated the economy. And this is a little long. I might actually play the whole thing because I love it so much. Lee Zeldin, he's a very good man. Remember, he ran for office in New York, and he's just a good human being. Lee Zeldin, he was a former congressman from New York, but he talked about what they're doing at the EPA, one of the more evil organizations in the government. This is how you get an economy to grow quickly.
Today, I'm pleased to make the largest deregulatory announcement in U.S. history. The Environmental Protection Agency is initiating 31 historic actions to fulfill President Trump's promise to unleash American energy, revitalize our auto industry, restore the rule of law, and give power back to the states. EPA will be reconsidering many suffocating rules that restrict nearly every sector of our economy and cost Americans trillions of dollars. Our actions include the Biden administration's deeply flawed Clean Power Plan 2.0, mercury and air toxic standards, Quad OBC, particulate matter 2.5,
I'm going to pause for a second because a lot of this stuff gets way nerdy and way detailed. So I thought maybe it would help if I could explain why this costs you money. Because that gets lost a lot. Oh, deregulation's good. Regulation's bad. What does that mean? So here's an example. One of my friends, who will go unnamed, he works on industrial things, put it to you that way. When you're driving up the highway and you see a big plant, maybe it's a power plant or things like that, he's a contractor who works on industrial things. Okay? He does contracts for private companies. He also does contracts for government agencies. And these are two examples. He does contracts for ExxonMobil. He does contracts for the city of Omaha, Nebraska. He also does contracts for the federal government. Contracts here, contracts there. Remember, he works on plants. I'm not going to go into the specifics of what he does. He works for the federal government. On occasion, he'll do a contract for them. The federal government, the rules they put on him determines the price he has to give them for doing his work. So if he's going to do something, as an example, where they want him to rebuild these five big tanks, and those five big tanks were going to cost $100,000 a piece. And let's say he's already put in the bid, because in fact, this exact kind of thing did happen. He had already put in the bid. It had already been accepted. He won the contract. This was under Donald Trump the first time. Joe Biden gets elected. Now, remember, that's a $500,000 contract, and this is a federal contract. That's your money. You worked for it. It's your money. $500,000 bid. Joe Biden gets elected. Boop, 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 boop. Nope, that's regulated. That's regulated. This is a red flag. $500,000 contract turned into an $800,000 contract that you had to pay for overnight, like that. You decided you were going to make him do this and do that and jump through that hoop. You need this certificate. You have to do this. And immediately, $500,000 to $800,000. You make my life harder. I have more red tape. I have to purchase this extra piece of materials. I have to hire this expert who's almost always the congressman's cousin. You get how that works. That's why regulations work this way. I'll let him continue.
Light, medium, and heavy car and truck rules, NESHAPs, and the so-called social cost of carbon. To advance cooperative federalism, EPA will partner with states that were universally rejected by the last administration's good neighbor rule. Among many other actions, today's momentous day also includes the 2009 endangerment finding, along with all actions that rely on it. I've been told the endangerment finding is considered the holy grail of the climate change religion. For me, the U.S. Constitution and the laws of this nation will be strictly interpreted and followed. No exceptions. Today, the Green New Scam ends as the EPA does its part to usher in the golden age of American success. Our actions will lower the cost of living, by making it more affordable to purchase a car, heat your home, and operate a business. Jobs will be created, especially in the U.S. auto industry, and our nation will become stronger for it. From the campaign trail to day one and beyond, President Trump has delivered on his promise to unleash energy dominance and lower the cost of living. We at EPA will do our part to power the great American comeback.
That's awesome. There's a lot going well, and there's a lot you can feel good about. Yes, we have some rocky times, but there's a lot to feel good about. I told you we were going to make fun of Democrats a minute ago. Now we're actually going to make fun of Democrats. So it's time to pop your chalk supplements and get ready to laugh at these deranged freaks as they continue to make themselves completely unelectable. By the way, you really do need to be taking your chalk every day. You are, right? You are taking your chalk. Natural herbal supplements. That's how you can feel better. Are you tired? Do you get tired? When do you hit your wall, your energy wall for the day? You out of gas when it's time to make the kids dinner? 2 or 3 in the afternoon hurts. Do you eat your lunch at work and then you're just cashed, need a nap? I don't need that anymore. I take a male vitality stack from Chalk every day. Female vitality stacks are available for the ladies. If you don't want to do that, at least try to start your day with some Chalk lit powder in a glass of milk or a smoothie or something. Make yourself feel better. And they have a special. Subscriptions, huge discount on subscriptions for the lifetime of them. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, reminding you that tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday, and you need to email your questions in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So I just have to play this exchange. This actually happened a couple days ago, and I was going to play it, but then I wasn't going to play it. But, you know, people are worried. I'm worried about what the midterms are going to bring and what's 2028 going to bring? And you never know, because you never want to lose power to these people again. But did you hear the exchange in Congress? The exchange with the tranny congressman from Delaware? This dude, I think he calls himself Sarah now. He calls himself Sarah. Sarah McBride. My name's Sarah McBride. Anyway, his tranny gets elected. And, well, I'll just let it play. The Republican introduces him as Mr. The tranny starts, and then this other Democrat gets insanely indignant about the whole thing. Before I play it, I want to once again remind you of something you know already, that you don't walk into the White House unless you win Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. I know California's nice. I got it. I get it. But Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. These are the states Democrats need to grab again. So, how are they looking?
I now recognize the representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ranking Member Keating, also wonderful.
Mr. Chairman, could you repeat your introduction again, please?
Yes, we have set the standard on the floor of the House, and I'm simply...
What is that standard, Mr. Chairman? Would you repeat what you just said when you introduced a duly elected representative from the United States of America, please?
I will. The representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
Mr. Chairman, you are out of order. Mr. Chairman, have you no decency? I've come to know you a little bit, but this is not decent.
We will continue this.
You will not continue it with me unless you introduce a duly elected representative the right way.
This hearing is adjourned.
Have you no decency? These people are, well, Trump said it pretty well today.
The Democrats have no clue. You saw that the other night during the speech. These people are sick. They don't know what's happening in the real world. The Democrats have to get their act together. And if they don't vote then what you're going to do is you're going to have taxes that are going to go through the roof. You're going to have a very bad time. You're going to have some very bad things happen, and people are going to blame the Democrats.
How lost are they? Well, the violence has picked back up. I'm sure you've seen the stories about Tesla as of right now. People are vandalizing Teslas because that's Elon Musk's company. In fact, one guy actually set himself on fire in South Carolina as he was trying to torch a Tesla. I've seen videos of people throwing rocks at Teslas as they drive by. They're pounding on the windows. It's getting really ugly out there. And this was heard on MSNBC.
I don't know who he thinks is buying Teslas, but I can guarantee you that they're out of reach, many of them, for the average Trump voter. So I'm not sure who in the MAGA universe he's urging to buy Teslas, because Tesla.
They're also going on the news and once again disparaging everybody who voted for Donald Trump as being someone too poor to buy a Tesla. They are unbelievably lost. They don't appear to be about found. And one of the main reasons is the naked anti-Americanism of them. Here's a story. The Duggar Band, they wrote a song called True Colors. It's just a patriotic song. Listen to this little story.
Weezer Show and a station do not allow any politically biased songs on either side of the line. We're going to have to ask the band to perform a different song on Wednesday. We wrote this song because we're proud to be Americans and we're tired of people putting the USA down. I'll quote the lyrics from the chorus of our song, True Colors. I ain't leaving here. I'm an eighth generation, God-fearing, blue-collar, with the flag waving. I don't wait for the 4th of July. It's year-round, lifelong American pride. Right here, right now, I'm drawing the line. If this country ain't something you can stand behind, then that's the difference between me and you, because my true colors are red, white, and blue. We decided not to perform a different song on WSMV because our freedom of speech is worth more than their publicity.
A radio station wouldn't play those lyrics because it was too political. Now, I didn't hear anything political in there. If you play that song for, shoot, I was going to say JFK, forget that. If you play that song for Bill Clinton, he'd probably sing along, hey man, I love it. You know he would. But the modern Democrat Party has turned into the tranny-loving, America-sucks party, and it just doesn't seem like they can get it back together again, and they may not. There is a chance. I don't want to get your hopes up or my hopes up. There's a chance they're done. Meaning, there's a chance their party bottoms out and keeps going down from there. And they could be in the political wilderness for a very long time. It has happened before. There was a stretch, it was in the 1900s. I think it was 40 years since Republicans had a majority in the United States Congress. 40 years. Think about that. A period of time when one of the two political parties was just out of step with the United States of America, couldn't get it right, and was simply out of power. We're still suffering from that time, by the way. That's what happens when you allow one party rule from that time. But putting that aside, these people are insane. Absolutely insane. And I'm not sure they can get it right. This is, on top of being hilarious, insanity.
I now recognize the representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ranking Member Keating, also wonderful.
Mr. Chairman, could you repeat your introduction again, please?
Yes, we have set the standard on the floor of the House, and I'm simply.
What is that standard, Mr. Chairman? Would you repeat what you just said when you introduced a duly elected representative from the United States of America, please?
I will. The representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
Mr. Chairman, you are out of order. Mr. Chairman, have you no decency?
That's the part that murders me. Anyway, stop all this. We'll come back to it. It's time to finish up the Crimean War. Part 3 comes next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.